We're busy chatting off air already so much that we're almost not ready for the show. Well, I shouldn't say that. We're ready for the show. We just...
I'm always ready, John.
There you go, yes. We are here with Bobby Asadorian and Trevor Bouchard, the co-authors of the contract You Can Bring Home to Mom. Funny that you wanted to talk about this because it was actually something that I had mentioned in my promo for today's show, that you are indeed the contractor you can bring home to mom. At least I'm assuming that's who you're talking about.
Yes.
And you've got a few things that you want to – well, as a matter of fact, you had sent me something about the fact that the chamber had given you a note in their newsletter.
It was very exciting that when anytime anybody in the media, anybody makes mention of the book, obviously, mm-hmm. and I attached that out to everybody in an email.
Yeah. So just talking about the fact that the money from the book goes to the March of Dimes, right?
Very important. This week is all about the book. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. It's going to be difficult to get any sleep this weekend. I've got two very important media releases to mention. One is, for everybody to listen in, this upcoming Monday, August 31st, Hamilton's all-new talk station, 8:20 a.m., Just Ask Bob, me, along with Quick Contractors Trevor Bouchard, will be interviewed by CHCH News Live at 5:30, Mark Hempshire, and, of course, Donna Skelly. The interview will be on our recently published book, A Contract You Can Bring Home to Mom. So again, watch for us live on TV, Channel 12 at 5:30 p.m. And if you miss it, again, it's repeated at 11:30 p.m. So I do want to make a mention of a very big thanks to CHCH's Mark Hempshire on behalf of myself, Trevor Bouchard, and the Ontario March of Dimes. Because when the day's said and done, people watching, again, it all comes back to the book.
Mm-hmm.
We really want the awareness to come out. It's very important for people to pick up a copy of the book for themselves. It'll help them in their home improvement projects. And, of course, all the money raised will go to the March of Dimes.
Will you say hi to me?
Yes, I will. No, I'm making a note right now, definitely. And actually, somebody does say hi, though.
Yes.
I'd mentioned the year we are going to be having, again, Silver and Gold, Suzanne Soto Davis
right.
on again.
Mm-hmm.
She's very pleased, probably in the next upcoming few weeks, and
Excellent.
She wanted me to say hello to you.
Excellent.
And that's
cool.
The next part of the media release, Silver and Gold. Also, you can look for my Just Ask Bob column, home improvement column. The September-October issue will be released mid-next week. It'll be on newsstands everywhere. And again, a very big thanks to Suzanne Soto Davies of Silver and Gold for always allowing me the pleasure, you know, of writing for her magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to pick up the magazine, there are many locations. The one that comes to mind is the Fortinos. Also, I mean, anybody can visit my website, www.RRRinc.contracting.ca. You can get all the information on where to get the magazine from there as well.
Okay. And yes, hi to Suzanne, and very cool. And she's great to have on the
pleasure.
Show. www.lulu.com/content/4690417.
It's too long. Just go to the website. Go to my website. Obviously, I've got a link for it. All the media releases, all the information, and also it'll take you right online to where you can order and buy the book.
Well, hopefully after you talk to Mark and Donna, there'll be more people clicking on that link too.
Radio's nice, but TV will be exhilarating Monday.
Well, there you go. The thing is, you know, wear a tie.
Oh, yes. I'll be very dressed. I won't show up in the work clothes I show up here in.
Say hi to Mark and Donna for me, because they're both pals on my Facebook page, and we stay in touch with them because we've been, of course, following the trials and tribulations of Can West and where CH is going next. So it looks like things are on the up and up for them, which is good.
That's terrific.
It is 12:36. You're listening to Experts on Call, and we're talking about the book. You start chapter one in A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom. Let's dissect the book while we're here. Trevor Bouchard, welcome to the program. You haven't had a chance to say a thing yet because, of course, Bob's here.
Well, thanks again for having me on, Bobby. And
oh, you're welcome.
It's definitely good to have an opportunity to talk about the book again. It's for a great cause. So I guess you wanted to talk about a little bit chapter one.
Yeah, education versus experience and the marriage between the two, because that's you. That's
yeah, so I think it's an important point to make that contractors are really perceived in the media as being very blue collar. And our goal is to essentially dispel those myths. A lot of the contractors have university educations, have professional backgrounds in trade licensing and various things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to show that the consumer should respect the contractor and understand that they're coming from an area where education and work has been done to get to where they are.
Sure.
An important part about it, I guess, is the contractors that you tend to deal with, you see in the media, maybe are the general laborers, but they don't already realize that there's actually people behind the scenes that are making the people arrive on time and various things like that are also grouped into the contracting category as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a And I don't want to blame the media because I work in it. There's a certain amount of disrespect, I think, in general, because those who end up in the media normally are the unfortunate stories.
Exactly. I mean, perception is reality at the end of the day. You watch a television show and you'll see a contractor do a terrible job, and all of a sudden everybody's painted with the same brush. But but there's definitely a lot of great contractors out there, and I think because contractors are showing up in a certain attire, automatically they're grouped in with a category. But a lot of the times they're eloquent speakers, they're articulate, and they're really knowledgeable at the end of the day.
So. Well, I think you were probably just about to say Big Mike's name, because he's he's the one everybody kind of recognizes. And we can just call him Mike now, and everybody knows who we're talking about.
Exactly.
He has built a reputation on tearing down others. One of the things he does that I like, though, he never mentions who it was or, you know, who did the bad work. He just says, wow, I know this person, and I can't believe that they did this. Or I can't believe that they had people who did this, because it's the people he knows are probably not the people who did the work. They're the people who sent the other people out to do the work.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, there are sensationalist stories out there, but like you just touched on, the point is it takes is one bad contractor or even one bad laborer within a group. The company itself may be really great. I think the biggest stumbling block, and it touches on a few other chapters as well, customers find it difficult to pay a contractor more than they may get paid on their hourly wage or their salary, but they don't realize there's a whole infrastructure behind that that's supporting there. So
absolutely. And one of the things that we've talked about before, Bob, is who pays for your sick days?
Exactly.
You know, who pays for your time off? And, you know, injury comes into it as well. And there's all kinds of things. You know, there are industries, small businesses right now, and not just contracting, who've been slayed by swine flu.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Because they haven't had the bodies to cover off.
Yep.
So who's going to be there to hold down the grass as you build that path?
Well, back to Big Mike, as you mentioned, or as
yes.
I refer to him as, I have to say I have the world's greatest respect for this man. He is the most amazing force to have ever entered this media landscape of home improvements or renovations. He's changing things. The most important thing, or one of the most important things, as Trevor will agree, we sort of debated back and forth about a title for the book.
Mm-hmm.
It was my idea from the beginning. I'm glad we stuck to it. It may sound a little strange. People may not understand why we call it a contract you can bring home to mom, your mother.
Mm-hmm.
The age-old stereotype has been mothers have not traditionally ever wanted their daughters to bring home a contractor. Or anybody blue collar. I mean, let's be honest. Mothers will tell you from a young age, marry somebody, you know, a lot of education, bring home a doctor, a lawyer, maybe a dentist. Bad hours, but they make good money.
Dude, I was a musician.
You understand.
Moms,
but I mean,
don't like musicians.
I want to break the stereotype. I want to remove it from existence. We need to put respect back in the home renovations. Make it something that people understand. Mothers, parents will understand. This is respectful. It's a $21 billion industry a year.
Mm.
Everybody has a home. I mean, look at everything from the Acropolis in Greece to, I mean, anything, the buildings around us. It's craftsmanship. Somebody's built it. Let's give them the respect for it. Let's understand, as Trevor mentioned, that contractors are changing. They are more educated. They are speaking better. Some have radio shows. I mean, it changes. Let's put the respect back into it. And yes, indeed, let's make all contractors a contractor. You can proudly bring home to your mom. Hey, I'm marrying them.
Mm-hmm. One of the first shows you mentioned is insofar as bringing someone home to mom is concerned, you, insofar as respect to your own mom, never walk in the door with those shoes on.
I use that as a punchline, as an icebreaker. I cannot tell you how. Yesterday, in the work boots. I mean, I came right from work. Always, and I'll tell you, probably, I mean, the people are excited. They're happy to have me over. They don't really want to see me, you know, playing with my laces. But I mean, as a trick, so they know they're on a little bit loose. I can usually kick off these size 10 without having to unlace them. I'm lazy sometimes that way. But not when I'm climbing a ladder, I'll tighten them up. But I mean, they'll usually always say, leave your boots on. And I kid with them all, and I say, no. My mother wouldn't have it that way when I was growing up, and I won't do it now. Boots always come off.
You know what you got to do? You got to invest in those things that the movers use.
Oh, the slipovers, yeah.
The slipovers.
Yeah. A lot of the gas trades people have it. Just slip them on, and you go in.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. I mean, I'm wearing them so many hours. Take them off. But people, I mean, again, they're happy. They're excited usually to see you. They don't want you, you know, fussing with taking them off. But it's a matter of cleanliness, and I have to prove that to them from the beginning to the end. And, it, again, as I've told you many shows, it's missing. It's very, very much missing.
Yeah.
Whether it's the electrician or the gas guy forgetting to own a vacuum cleaner or bring one around, it's assumed at times. Mm-hmm. Hey, be happy. I'm here. I'm in. I'm out. Clean up your old mess.
Yes.
We're rushy. And that's not what the customer deserves.
Having seen both sides of that, too, it's...
Well, you've experienced
it's,
both.
It's day and night. I mean, to mm-hmm. have someone come in and bring in a sander that actually has a vacuum hooked up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
as you're actually sanding or maybe cutting with a reciprocating saw, they've got a vacuum going at the same time so they're not leaving a mess on anything.
Exactly.
To the complete opposite, to have somebody put in an air system and completely cover my house with chip rock dust, with plaster dust. I mean,
exactly.
I've seen both sides of it, and man, you remember the bad one.
I've seen both sides of it. I mean, again, we want to be clean in all homes. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, there have been rental homes, or there have been homes where there's situations where you don't really want to walk through there with your socks.
Hmm.
And then there's custom homes where, I kid you not, in a 12-hour day, we spend an hour drop sheeting, covering, and then an hour to hour and a half rolling it all back up and vacuuming at the end of the day.
Prep is a very important thing.
Well, it's like painting something.
Huge part of the
business. You don't clean the wall, you paint it, it's going to look like a different color over the dirtiness.
That's
You have to prep.
You don't want to live with that either. You don't want to end up with that finished product of not looking like a finished product.
But where do you draw the line when all the trades are in a rush?
Yeah. True enough. Well, like you said, people are excited to see you when you get to the door because finally they found somebody actually shows up.
That's true. I've heard that a lot of times.
It's 12:44, and we're going to take a quick break and come back with more Experts on Call. This is Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. Sitting here talking about your trip to see Mark and Donna, who are both on my Facebook page here, and we stay in touch a little bit. I've had Donna actually on Hamilton at noon to talk about the fate of CHCH and where they're going with
terrific.
That.
Terrific.
So, but yes, that's coming up when again?
Monday. This Monday, August 31st, 5:30, CH Live 5:30. And if you miss it, 11:30 p.m. again.
Right.
Really excited about it.
Well,
I've been watching them for ages. Can you imagine how exciting it'll be to be there live in person with them.
You'll be in the midst of that whole he said, she said thing that they do. The new breed of contractors and what should be known before your next home renovation, a book called The Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, will be the subject with Mark and Donna on Monday, but it's quite often the subject here on Just Ask Bob with Bobby Asadourian. And today, for the second time, only twice in the number of shows that he's had, and he's only had you on here twice. Shameful.
Do you remember what time you arrived the last show? He arrived at 10 minutes to closing.
That's right. So apparently you're still being held accountable for that.
Accountability.
Yes, indeed. So we've got the bill has passed Royal Ascension now.
That's correct.
So the Green Energy Act is concerned?
That's correct. So Chapter 9 in our book, we talk a little bit about the Eco Energy Retrofit Program.
Right.
Which is currently in place, and that deals with, you can have a home energy auditor come into your house and perform an energy audit, and you actually get refunded money from the government. They actually pay for the audit, $150 worth of the
funny how people always say actually before they say money from the government.
Yeah, it's an oxymoron. But they actually do pay you some money for getting the audit done itself. And then you have access to about $10,000 worth of retrofits. But the exciting part about it is the new Green Energy Act, which is, again, you mentioned, has reached Royal Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
There's a draft version up on the Ontario Power Authority's website right now. And it's going to be hopefully in coming to fruition in early September. And two of the big points we want to focus on and obviously hit home to us is the solar component and some of the other things that come along with that. But currently you can get a solar panel installed in your house and you get paid about 42 cents a kilowatt from the government. That's going to be up to 82 cents a kilowatt. So the payback on that's going to go from 20 years to about 10 years. So it becomes a viable option for renewable energy. So it's really exciting.
So when it comes to the kind of money you can save, forget about the fact that it goes to 82 cents a kilowatt from the government. What kind of money are you looking at saving? Do we have a number on that? Does it depend on per solar panel, for instance?
Yeah, so the unique thing, geothermal, if you were to install geothermal, you save the money that the funds that your house would use.
Mm-hmm.
So if it cost you $300 to heat your house, you would save that. With solar, the unique part about it is you actually get a physical check from the government for a cash sum. So it has nothing to do with the actual energy that you're using in your house. It's just the government's paying you 82 cents a kilowatt, which works out to be, for your average system, which is 3 kilowatts, it works out to about $3,000 a year.
So it's a win-win because you're also saving with the solar panel on the amount of money that you're spending on your hydro.
Exactly.
And you're also getting a a check cut. How often do they cut the check?
It's going to be a monthly release. So, and the unique thing is too, a lot of people are looking at it as an investment opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing is you're actually helping the environment as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of people renovate to line their pockets, but this is an opportunity to give back as well.
Now, when it comes to lining your pockets to renovate, can you also apply the home renovation tax credit to that?
I'm not 100% sure, but depending on the details of the
good question.
It's a good question, yeah.
Be honest, I'm not 100% sure either.
Yeah.
But I will look it up. I'll post something about it on the website.
Because
that's very interesting.
That would work out rather nicely too.
For sure. So hopefully the Green Energy Act is passed prior to the January 1st cutoff of the home renovation tax credit. But it's just an exciting opportunity overall. And you had mentioned that you'd had some involvement with CanWe, the wind program.
The
and that's
wind
all tied
energy,
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's we're going to see a whole lot more of that too, I think, because we need to find more. You know, as more and more people pollute the environment, we have to find more and more ways to keep it from going south on us.
Exactly.
Okay, so when it comes to installing a solar panel, it's obviously, like you say, we're running out of time on the home renovation tax credit. Probably only got about a couple more months left to install one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to be up on an icy roof doing that, do you, Bob?
No, not at all. Not at all, especially carrying the panels.
How heavy would a solar panel be? Are they
well,
pretty...
I've still yet to attend one of Trevor's training courses.
Okay.
But I would assume, roofing in general is difficult.
Sure.
When you're up, you're on a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it must be a lot more difficult carrying the panel. So, again, I haven't done it yet or even attended the training for it, but it won't be easy. It's
right.
a lot of work, and you
mm-hmm.
want to do it under, at best, ideal weather conditions. Not something I'd recommend at all, probably going into November and thereafter.
Yes, yeah. And we're hoping that we'll have summer in September and October because we haven't seen much of one through July and August.
Exactly, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just down to a couple more minutes here. Anything else you want to touch on in the book insofar as...
You pick something.
I'll pick something. All right, let me just drop in a
As you always
chapter.
Say, you've had both good and bad experiences. That puts you in the ideal position.
Where to look?
Where to look?
Perception is reality, as we mentioned before. Where to look for a good contractor?
Referrals are important, but again, don't just use the contractor your neighbor used.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I mean, they may have known him better. I mean, you have to mix everything into it. We've talked a lot about the city.
Yep.
One phone call the city, ask them what's required. Does this city ask for a trade license? Right off the bat, you can probably eliminate 8 out of 10 of everybody that knocks at your door.
Yes, we've covered that before. Make 80%
sure,
of them.
Yeah, make sure they're legal. Make sure they have the trade licenses. Again, look for referrals and not just 3. I mean, even the worst contractor, I'm sure, can get 3 jobs done right. So, I mean, look for at least a dozen referrals.
Yep.
I have to endorse for obvious reasons and that I believe in it, Trevor's organization, which is quickcontractors.com. It's a
right.
quality assurance organization,
mm-hmm.
which pre-screens and vets contractors. Again, that's useful, you know, using online tools. Most importantly, use your gut. Again, we've talked about this before. Maybe he doesn't take his boots off. Maybe he got a bad feeling.
Right.
Obviously.
Maybe he showed up 10 minutes late or 15 or more. Or...
Exactly.
Decided to
Slow
drag
down.
His coffee with him through the house without asking.
Spilling it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long process. Make it long. Go over everything. At the end of the day, you want to be comfortable with who you've hired. You've got kids in the home. You've got possessions. You've got valuables.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Trevor can add a whole lot to this as well.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're wrapping up here quickly, but the big thing is you have to look at it as it's a huge investment. When you buy a house, you look at 10 or 12 different properties. You know, you do your due diligence. And the same goes for when you're looking for a contractor. You really want to ensure that you make all mention of – or sorry, you ask all the questions relating to liability insurance and all the standard stuff. But also, you know, to give you a starting point, you can use organizations like our own. But, you know, look for people that have advertised consistently in the newspaper or the Yellow Pages, radio, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are constantly making an investment in bettering their business are obviously going to be around for the long haul.
And, yeah, for goodness sake, you don't want to make any kind of mistake on something that you're spending that much money on. And don't go for the lowest bid.
Oh.
Exactly. Get many of them, compare them, call the contractor back, ask them to change this part so it matches the rest of them. Again, apples to apples. It's not fair to have 3 contractors bid using 3 different types of materials.
Yeah.
One using poor, one using better.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, a tiny investment of $18.95 will get anybody the book. And you know what? They can preview it for free.
And the money goes to a good cause.
Exactly. The money does not come to us. I mean, you see the media release, Terry March of Dimes has us, our picture, our cover, our book on their website.
Monday, 5:30 CHCH. You better tell Mark and Donna how much press I'm giving them over.
Oh, I will. I will. I will. So it's an investment, and you will not have a renovation gone wrong if you not only read the book, but understand it and use what's in it.
Right on. You're back in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks from today.
Excellent. That's it for Just Ask Bob and Experts on Call. News next, and then the big show from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.